Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
I've been found guilty.
He's guilty, y'all. Love after maca.
Of love in the first degree. But I don't mind.
Sure don't.
As long as you're here with me, a judge and the jury, when they heard my plea, you know they sent me up the river.
Straight up fabric, well, gay up.
They put the blame on me. Lock me up, throw away the key. I'm just a prisoner of love. I'm doing time, I'm doing fine. I'm just a prisoner of love. Love after lockup, y'all.
Watch it, y'all. Those little Debbie cakes, they go everywhere.
Nothing like a jumpsuit.
Nika, I don't want you dating a convict.
Daddy, you're a convict!
Oh. Apple doesn't fall far. Find
are the
someone
moments,
just like your mother or your
these
father.
These are the moments that I live for. That felt like it was right out of like an Albert Brooks movie or something, where we just went old school comedy. You're a convict.
I mean, really, if anybody has a leg to stand on, he would know. He would know.
Daddy, you're a convict.
You're a convict. And this is love during lockup.
It's back.
Lurdler.
Right? Lurdler. Ludlu, I don't know.
Me up, throw away the lockup key.
Some of you are rejoicing. Our most beloved theme song
is this
is
one.
Back.
As you say, it's a bop.
It's a banger. It's a bop.
It's a banger. Hopefully, there's Airwolf flying by, just a big copter. We're in Poodle's apartment.
That sounds like a cargo plane.
Why does that sound like a sex toy shop?
What?
Poodle's apartment. Welcome to Poodle's apartment.
It does sound like that.
Well, maybe they have that in their head right now instead of that chicken thing, because everybody.
I love you, chicken. You know, Sissy Caroline said her friend has a theory, and I completely believe it.
What?
That Jose was saying, this is Jose from Night A UK, if you don't watch, who recorded a song for I Love Your Chicken for Louise. Sadness personified.
Sadness personified.
And she said that I think she was trying to say I love you, Chica. And
Chica,
Louise said, why are you saying chicken? Like
that
she
probably
misunderstood it.
She does feel like one day she's just going to understand Spanish and he's just going to understand English magically. No Duolingo needed. Rosetta Stone.
She
does
required. talk about speaking Spanish like it's just the way things are.
Yes,
it's like they're Romeo and Juliet. It's like their names are keeping them apart.
Yes.
No, you could learn Spanish.
You could actually learn it.
And he could learn English.
He could.
It's not fate keeping you apart.
It's not. It's just knowledge.
It is the way she talks about it, which is just infuriating.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't like her.
Anyway, y'all, if you're listening to this on the public feed, you are trying before you be buying. That's what you do, and try before you be buying. Because this is normally on our $8 tier.
This is it. This is what you're getting.
This is a whole enchilada.
If you're not on RG, this is all you're getting for a while.
I guess Love is Blind's in the fall, but that's on $5.
No, I'm saying from Love During Lockup.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
We give you a taste, and that's it.
I'm not trying to be negative, and I don't want to manifest this. Don't want to manifest it out there, but I feel like we haven't even gotten Raw Dogged yet the way...
Why would you say that?
I feel like more stuff's going to come because of the writer's strike and the actor's strike, reality TV.
Okay.
It's coming.
It's okay to maybe think that'll happen, but that is scary depression. Other shoe will drop. Raising. I'm afraid of what's going to happen.
Child of an alcoholic.
Yeah.
One day Poodle's going to go on a bender and just leave me here.
That was my plan, actually.
Just see him driving out in the driveway, drunk with some sex workers, and I'm just standing there.
You'd make it work.
I would make it work. What was the name of this episode? Did we get...
Jail Talk. I don't know. I'm still confused about the numbering
systems. It's 51.
Is it season 4?
Yep. It's season 4, 5-1.
A brand new group of bunkies, y'all. Brand new group of people who are dating people who are incarcerated currently.
Mm-hmm.
And the amount of dysfunction, codependence, what you'd expect from a season of Lalu, it's here. It's here in spades.
It's wonderfully here.
And
hot felons.
Boy, there's some hotties.
I know. I knew.
Woo. I know I shouldn't be, but I'm really attracted to Chris, and he's super controlling. And
I knew you would be. Doesn't he have neck tattoos?
I don't know. I don't think so.
We were talking about that. It's really hard if you're gay finding a prison inmate, because I wondered, and I went on I was just Googling prison inmates.
Is that where we aren't? Oh, I just happened to Google
I'm not,
prison inmate pen pals.
I didn't, y'all. I am not going to date an inmate. I promise.
I think you should.
I am
signing you up.
I don't think I should, because...
That and farmers only.
Because I am like Letitia, because I want to say that there is something about... some gold teeth that makes me panty drop a little bit. And I need to process that.
I think you do.
But boy, they were good in bed. Wow.
You've been never with gold me, teeth?
Well, a couple, like an insert thing. Yeah, just like twice.
Insert?
Okay, three times. We had this is years ago. Years ago. Don't worry, y'all. I'm not going to. It's okay if I
gold
do, but I'm
teeth.
Not going to date someone who's incarcerated right now. I've listened to Ear Hustle too much. It's going
to
be too much work.
I think it could be good for you because you wouldn't be able to see them, so you would just communicate.
Oh, you're selling it now.
I'm selling it because I want to profit off of it.
How do we fuck?
You don't.
Well, I kind of still don't want a man to touch me, so maybe that would be the right
thing.
That's
what I'm saying.
Can I get someone like Chris who gives me money?
No. That's not going to happen.
Well, then I don't think this is going
to
work.
You're going to have to give them all your money.
No.
But you get companionship.
Yeah.
And the occasional dick pic.
Ooh.
I'm going to keep selling this because I think this could be a great...
I want you on Big Brother and you want me to date someone incarcerated.
I want you to date an incarcerated person.
Well, there's only one website and there's six people... Literally, that are advertising being gay in prison.
Again, you stumbled upon it. You weren't looking at all.
What kind of pad of paper did you get? This is a very fancy pad of paper.
I ran out of my legal pads. I don't know how I did, and they're coming tonight. But these were some pads that I stole from the Four Seasons. Which sounds ridiculously 1%-ish.
Yes.
Because it says...
Yeah.
Are
you going to take up carriage riding next?
Let me just say this. We stayed at the Four Seasons because it was cheap and we had a hookup.
No, you need to reverse the order of that. It's not cheap. You had a hookup
because it was cheap.
It was cheap.
Well, it was cheaper because Columbia is pretty inexpensive also. But we stayed at the Four Seasons for like
$200
a night.
Companion.
He did. He has a
male friend.
He had a hookup.
Boyfriend, whatever. Yeah, has a hookup. He works for people.
But he works for people.
He's in the mafia.
He had a hookup there. But yeah, I stayed there and I stole these and I went into a cabinet where I saw some. I basically treated the hotel like I owned it. I went down there and I saw pads and I'm like, well, there should be some underneath here into a cabinet. And someone said, can I help you? I was like, I need some paper.
You're like those bitches when I used to work at Sephora that they couldn't find the lipstick color that they wanted. And then they opened the door and I'm like, what are you? Can I help you? I'm just looking for my lipstick. And I was like,
I'm staying there.
Y'all don't
have
that
access
bitch.
To everything.
Don't be that bitch, y'all. It's not your house. Not your house.
The difference is someone, what if that person would have taken up residence in your Sephora and was already paying, how about this? What if that person was already giving you $200 of product?
You don't sound even more 1% of all that you're talking about that you deserve something because you're paying for it. So we need to move on.
God, I'm a horrible, capitalist.
You're a horrible fucking.
I'm telling you, you'd all do it too.
You're a fucking plain airline lounging capitalist
bitch. Disgusting.
Disgusting.
At least I know it.
I don't think we have any.
This close to being an airplane Karen.
That's true. Now this is going up on Friday night. Our Bicurious is up.
The poll is up.
The poll is up. So be sure to vote on that, y'all. And I think that's it. That's all we need to say. Let's jump in.
Yes, I will say the poll. It's only been up for like an hour, so it is a horse race. We have It looks like a two-way horse race, but I may be wrong. It may be early in the process, but right now, Swiping America and Secret Chef are going at it pretty hard.
Oh, good.
And Big D isn't far behind.
Oh, wonderful.
So someone sent me a picture of a horse race, and it said the horse race. And one of the horses was named Sue Ellen Mishkin, and I really enjoyed it.
Oh, that's great. That,
you don't know who that is?
No, that's just a great name, Sue Ellen Mishkin.
What? Yeah, why don't you do like, oh, that's great. It's so condescending. Sue Ellen Mishkin was the name of the O. Henry candy bar heiress on Seinfeld, played by Brenda Strong of Desperate Housewives fame later. And she would didn't wear a bra. She was Elaine's nemesis.
Oh, she had perfect tits or
Big old boobies. Yeah. And she was the one who, anyway, I'll belabor. But someone sent me that they had named their horse Sue Ellen Mishkin.
That's
and that horse
good.
Was running.
I hope Mishkin does well.
Mishkin.
Okay.
We need to move on. Okay. I'm furious at you.
I enjoyed it.
Jade and Chris.
We've got is this our first actual I'm an influencer person?
I think so. She's 33, social media influencer Jade.
Chris is 38.
Burglary and identity theft.
And they're in Naples, Florida, because of course they are. And they're having a party. And I gotta say, talking about the phrase, as she said, this is definitely she's not hiding it. She's like, my sisters, Johanna. Jessica and I, Jade, we call ourselves the Jardashians, and
hate her?
I don't know her enough to hate her. I hate the idea of her. How about that? Is that good enough?
Mm-hmm. I don't feel like I know her.
The way she talks with everything in Upspeak sounds like when she's like, oh my God. You know, what I was reading about genocide the other day. Everything feels like it's the same breezy upspeak.
Yeah.
Like, it's like,
oh my
when
God,
she said,
I love that new show.
So he was like a huge drug addict.
Huge drug addict, yeah.
It's the way.
And in prison 7 times.
And she's like, yeah. And he's been in prison like 7 times, which she's into. You can just tell.
She's into it, y'all. She's into it. We're getting ahead of
ourselves. Yeah, kind of hating her. It didn't take long.
Now, so they started dating. Now, this is the first time, I think, on Love During Lock, we have two couples that are already married.
Yeah.
So they dated And they got married 7 months after they met.
And they started out on the site that I want you to go to, the prison pen pal site.
Well, but like I said, there's only one that caters to gay inmates. The other ones, I'd have to go through all what? Those men and find the gay ones.
What's wrong with that?
I don't have time to do that. Maybe I could get our new intern to do it.
You know,
do that. Y'all, we have an intern now.
We shouldn't name his real name. We shouldn't call him his real name because I don't
want to keep his anonymity.
Yeah, anonymity. So
let's just say he's not from Columbia at all, and Poodle did not bring him back from the vacation.
I did not bring him back, I swear.
He is from Columbia, though.
He is from Columbia.
He's actually one of my best friend's cousin. But we have an intern. Let's call him Frank. We're going to keep his anonymity.
I have a feeling Frank would do that job, but I don't want him to. I want to see you comb through all the inmates.
Yeah, he's mainly here for audio stuff because, you know, whatever. He's an audio engineer, has a big degree, blah, blah, blah. Can't he just search through dating websites for me?
No. No.
Fine.
He's going to be too busy organizing my social calendar.
He's going to say
color coding by hookup type.
By, I was going to say, he's going to say sex every night.
Frank! A diamond by it means outcall, and a star means incall. Purple means you need to douche thoroughly. I'm going to need that color-coded, Frank.
Wow. Let me guess. There's a lot of purples. Lots. Lots. Okay, so... So they're celebrating Jade, one of her sisters.
Jessica's
30. So, and they're all like super close and all this kind of stuff. So her friend Carrie comes over. Carrie really loves Drag Race. Carrie really, she buys all of Trixie Mattel's makeup. And apparently she feels like that's how she needs to do her makeup on the daily.
It is quite aggressive.
It's way crazy heavy contouring. I was just watching I was just watching a TikTok with a girl who did half of her face with like an American style makeup and then the other half with like a French because she moved to Paris. It's much, y'all, less is more. Less is, stop contouring your face so unless you're taking just like a prom picture.
You're going to start wearing less makeup on the daily.
Maybe. Maybe.
Just clarifying.
You know, it's just a little fresher look.
So one thing about Chris, he is Native American and his tribe operates a casino and he gets $10,000 to $12,000 a month and he buys her tons of shit. They have a camper. They have an RV. The house that I don't know.
The backyard's beautiful.
I don't know if he bought her all this or if this is a family home.
I think it's her home.
Jesus.
I'm telling you, she's, dude, so this is what I wanted, because even her sisters wonder, is she in this for love or the money?
Money.
So.
I think it's an easy solution.
Do you hate her because you don't like her, or do you hate her because you are jealous of her?
A little of both.
Because she really.
A little
really,
of both.
She
gotta say, she's living the dream.
She plays dumb. But she's not dumb.
She's living the dream, except when it comes to Chris being hyper-controlling. And that's, we kind of laugh about it and ha-ha over it.
No.
But it's scary.
It's like on a it's like on a level of Mary from Toe.
Yeah. He basically, there's also a cardboard cutout of him. That's something that I think is just going to stay around.
Yeah.
Mom thinks it's a toxic relationship. She's crying
about it. Yeah.
He keeps calling during the party.
Even though Sherry talks, she's like, I'm with my friends. We're just hanging out. He's like, what are you doing? Because he gets very, very jealous.
And he says, I have trust issues because my mother was an exotic dancer and I've seen the shadiness of women.
So he hates women, y'all.
It certainly sounds that way.
Also, let's not forget the fact he's in prison for burglary when he has money.
Yeah. Well, the friends asked that. Actually, they asked it in this way. So, like, why, if he has money, why did he need to steal?
And Jay was like,
these friends.
And Jay said in her little voice, she's like, well, he's a huge drug addict.
That's what she was like. He was a huge drug addict.
And he broke into someone's house. So, you know, he got 32 years, but he's going to get out in 2024.
He's going to get out in 2024.
And they're just staring at her like. And she's like, yeah, he's been in prison 7 times before. He just kind of can't break the habit.
It's just like, whatever.
It's fun for him.
It really is. This is the essence of the Kardashians boiled down, because you can't really get excited about anything. Everything is treated as sarcasm. Everything is low energy.
Mm-hmm.
Same issue I had with Kalani and Kalani. The cynicism of that.
Yeah.
Where it just, and it's an epidemic with women who are emulating this.
It's
and anyway, the friends are basically saying, you know, if he didn't have that money, Jade would totally walk away. And
Jessica's the one whose birthday it is, whose face is full beat, and Johanna's the one who looks like she just got done playing golf and's not wearing makeup.
Got it. Anyway, they're like, and I'm going to be there. So it looks like we're going to get a sister showdown kind of thing.
Yes, I think there's going to be, a lot of sister stuff there. So anyway, he calls Jade again. He starts calling Jade's friends. He's calling Carrie. He's calling Johanna.
Scary.
He's calling everybody. And Jessica's like, he get in that room with my birthday. So they kick his cardboard cutout in the pool.
And the thing is, y'all, it's kind of like saying, you know, he's like ruining our birthday, while at the same time, he's a controlling monster, and we probably shouldn't be Mickey Mousing it. And I still think he's hot. Sorry. I have a bad history of thinking very awful, toxic men are hot on this show, and it's probably going to continue.
Probably.
So,
yeah.
Letitia and Keith.
Letitia, she's a business owner, 36
years
old.
A businesswoman.
Keith is 34.
Drug distribution.
What?
Drug distribution. Sorry.
Drug distribution.
Thank you. If we don't have a format, then we don't have anything. Then why are we here?
In Davenport, Iowa, a town named after a couch.
Speaking of couch, that new couch that he bought them in that house of
Jade was, my God.
She's like, it's expensive. And I went, this house is, the couch is horrendous. That was an ugly
fucking
couch.
It was hideous. But you knew it looked expensive at the same time.
Sorry. It was the color of elephant. It was like
gray. It was awful.
Anyway, Letitia.
So, Letitia is a single mom. Y'all, she's already, this is going to be the most extra person on this season.
What gave you that? Was it maybe the phone case, Poodle?
Okay.
I want you to describe this for our listeners.
This is completely impractical.
Yeah.
It's this poofy, foamy, furry, pink, alien-like phone case. How does this fit in a purse?
I don't think it does, and I think it would get very dirty.
Yes.
It's got like Mickey Mouse antenna ears that are furry as well.
This reminds me of Christine Quinn's chair purse, that it's not practical, but this isn't art like that was.
No.
No. That was art.
No. Now, Letitia says funny things. Also, like, she's getting her daughter's ready, and she's like, it's chaos. It's female fight club in here. She says some other stuff, too. But so she calls her husband, Keith.
They're married as well.
They are married as well. He's the one with the gold teeth. So she says, panty
and
dropper.
They didn't meet through a pen pal site. They met through friends.
Someone
on the inside said, "I got a friend," and at one point she's like, because he's in there, we haven't got to have sex. But when I was there, I grabbed his dick and said, thank you, Jesus.
No, she did say that. What did she say? She said,
I ain't going to be with no one with a small pee-pee.
She did say that. Y'all, she's one of us.
She is. She's a dick pig.
Good for her. Love her.
She is vice president and CEO or president and CEO of Boss Taxes and Accounting Services.
I would 100% take my taxes here.
I don't know. I don't think I would.
I would love it.
I have a feeling it does seem a little bit like this was a pilot for a Wii TV
show. It does.
Of an all black woman accounting firm.
Yeah.
And then the pilot went south.
And so they said, well, let's put them on Love After Lockup. I will say that because... Y'all later on, the storyline on this one seems fraudacity.
It does. That's why, and I feel
but it's
like,
entertaining.
I feel like they're trying to create a workplace where all the women are characters too. That's yes. why it feels like a potential pilot.
They've never
for
done
boss.
This for Lalu. It
no.
feels very. We normally Lalu focuses on, the two people that are dating.
Yeah,
but you're right. They're really
I'm
trying to build
now.
Out the boss accounting world.
I feel like boss accounting.
Will be
was,
a new show?
No, I feel like maybe that's the idea.
I do think
idea.
It was a show on WeTV, or they were going to put it on streaming on y'all because you can watch this. A lot of you have watched. How do I watch this?
All Black.
All Black.
ALLBLK.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you can stream it there. I don't think unless you record it on like a live TV app, it's kind of hard to get Lalu. I
yeah,
think
that's unfortunate.
Yeah.
So. She says, I have an announcement in this obviously fake business meeting that just yes. has some random sales figures that someone put 174 and circled it
yeah, yeah, they did.
Onto
yeah.
the whiteboard.
It does, yeah, yeah.
There's just like dollar signs yeah. and that one says potluck.
And by the way, I already knew it was going to be gold when she got out of a car and said, oh, I should have wore panties. My coochie is cold. Coochie's cold.
So y'all, and then she's like, Tasia, she's like, guess what?
I have a big announcement, as Poodle said.
My husband is going to be running things from behind bars. Just the way she said it, and the women just went,
excuse me, baking
it's like, Tasia, I see that side eye. I'm like, everyone's making side eye.
Everyone. And then she says, and if you have a problem with it, then you can give me your resignation.
What?
And I went, that's kind of where I went, this is coming in very extra.
This is absolutely ridiculous.
Well, her theory
and I'm
is,
here for it.
Well, yeah, I am here for it, too. Her theory is inmates need to get their taxes done, too, and they're probably very easy to do. So you could charge someone like $20, $30 to do their taxes, and I bet it takes 3 minutes.
I want to put holes in this theory.
I'm going to talk to my mother because she worked for the IRS.
Because they make like 20 cents an hour. Because prisoners make so little.
Uh-huh.
So.
Oh, they only make.
Yeah.
Oh, so when she said 20 cents an hour, she meant them?
Yes.
I thought she meant the inmates. Then this doesn't make sense.
No, I'm sorry. The inmates are making that much.
Uh-huh.
But I can't imagine that they're going to find that many inmates who need their taxes done.
I bet you there's already an accountant doing it there for a pack of ciggies in the pokey.
I just find this business model not well thought out.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify.
With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, have hope.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I can't say I would also, I also question the ethics of saying, hey, everybody, you're getting a new boss.
Get a new boss.
And none of this was vetted or floated.
Doesn't
feel real. It doesn't feel real. I don't know if there was a question and answer session that happened, but you know what you can do to make sure your employees feel good about things? You can take them up for drinks and make them get a little shit-faced.
Honestly,
in the afternoon.
It's what Poodle and I do when we're with Christina and Caitlin. I just kept getting her drunk in Vegas.
I liked it when and then my favorite is when Letitia tries to start using corporate business speak. As per our last meeting.
As per.
And one's already three martinis deep. She can't even hear.
But the highlight of the episode is
As per my last email,
the word of the day is conversated.
Conversated.
Poodle, what does conversated mean?
Well, conversated is when you call up someone in jail and talk to them over things that are happening. And they're like, yeah. And I didn't get the one whose name who conversated.
Carrie conversated.
Thank you. Carrie conversated with Keith. And I think it was Tayshia said, oh, yeah, she's already been talking. And Carrie just goes, suck on straw.
Yeah, literally, they could have put like the drag queen, the drag race, like.
I would watch this show about
and Letitia
boss.
Goes, Letitia totally like Caroline from You, Me, My Ex, Mean Mugs, and goes, what? And she's like, yeah, we conversated.
And it looks like, it's like, yeah, they used to date.
Letitia goes, you fuck my husband?
How would she not know this? How would Carrie have sat on this for this long?
Maybe they were drinking too much. I don't know.
I need to know more.
Why, Carrie, though? Carrie, you think that this would have come up like when
yes.
they got married?
Oh, you mean Keith. Oh, he doesn't look familiar at all.
It's like she just went, wait a minute. Now that he's going to own the business, you mean that Keith? The one you've been talking about for 4 years?
I guess I better call him to make sure I get a bonus. Yeah, this is ridiculous.
I agree with you, though. I would watch it all so far.
I really think either this was a potential pilot that did not get made, or it is at a projected spinoff.
I agree with you.
And I think it's a fantastic idea.
I think it could be both.
Boss accounting.
But, oh, it's great.
And tax services.
Oh, great.
Although I don't know if getting involved in the daily, I don't know if you can make a show about an accounting office. You wouldn't need to talk about the business at all.
At all. Because it's literally the most boring business.
Yeah, I have someone coming in for an audit meeting.
Yeah.
Oh, her. You should see her deductions. It's just, it's not show worthy. Like real estate, you can, like selling Sunset, you can kind of sell it as sexy. How can you sell accounting as sexy?
I don't know.
They're going to have to work hard on that.
They are.
Renika and Asante. It looks like Asante, and I'm gonna have to write it out, because otherwise I highly encourage you to write out Asante.
I did.
I bet you before the end of this season you say Asante.
No. I have it written out.
How'd you have it written out?
Asante.
But I'm saying that's how it's spelled.
Yeah.
So I'm saying by the end of the season, you will say Asante.
Well, I bet you a dollar.
And it happens, I'm going to screech and run around the room. I'm telling you, that's why I'm telling you, if you write it out, like A-S-A-N-T-E-H or T-E-Y. I'm trying to help you.
I'll be fine.
I just want you to phoneticize everything.
Renika, she's an entrepreneur. Asante.
Thank you.
Is 32 years old.
Robbery, Grand Theft Auto.
They're in Louisville, Kentucky.
Louisville.
They're at a place called, is it called Sassel's?
I did not catch the name Sassel's of said salon.
It looked like it was called Sassel's. Boutique.
No, she is an entrepreneur, but she's got 5 eyelash vending machines, to which I paused, screeched, then restarted. I did not know that was a thing, and it makes sense because that should be a thing.
I think it's a smart idea.
Their eyelashes are of the moment, even though most of them are ridiculously large.
But that's really smart to put them in hair salons because...
Exactly.
I don't know why it has to be a... I guess the vending machine protects them more from getting stolen because they are small things, so people could steal them easily.
It makes sense. I think this is a brilliant idea.
Just seems like a lot of operational, just a lot of operations to get eyelashes.
Yeah, and then you still have to put them on.
Well, that's not. Yeah, that's
so. She
we need to talk about now, y'all.
She wraps on the side.
She wraps on the side. Her hair is very green.
It is. And it's also, in the confessionals, they're green. However, in real life, she gives kind of blonde Daenerys Targaryen
roots. And then, but green ends.
Yes. It's like if Daenerys went goth.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. She's got her sides laid right and all that, everything.
Yes.
So...
and she basically says,
she's actually very pretty.
I'm at Asante, and he made me like Niagara Falls down there.
Whoosh.
And they're moving to, her and her daughter are moving to Atlanta.
Her daughters are gorgeous.
I think there's one.
I thought there was two. Maybe she kept showing two. I thought, daughters, yeah.
I saw a picture, I thought one of them was her. Maybe there's two.
No, one, the oldest one looks a lot like her.
Okay, maybe that was it.
Mm-hmm.
So the stylist is like, what? What's happening?
Tina. Yeah. Tina is Renika's client. And, you know, they're sitting there kiki. She's like, what's going on? She's like, yeah. And so Asante is locked up in prison in Hancock State in Georgia. And so she's telling her all this. But I don't think the storyline's for Lassie. I think they just had to introduce everybody.
Yeah.
So this felt a little bit like Tina, y'all. Tina's a hairdresser. She already knew all this shit.
That's true. Tina knew all of it.
Tina knew all of it.
Later on.
Yeah, go ahead.
We're going to dinner with Robert.
Oh, wait, no. Hold on. You got to say Tina's favorite line because she's like, well, Tina's like, well, why do you like him? She's like, well, you know, I do have to give him money. You know, $2,000 a month. She's like, $2,000? She's like, but he's a really good listener. And she's like, well, of course he is. What else is he going to do?
He got nothing. That was good. That was good.
Okay.
It is.
Now we can talk about Robert.
It is the lines like that one and then this one when she said, Dad, she's meeting Robert, her dad. Now, Robert obviously belongs to the same school that Puppy's ex, Eric, does of the I need to wear lots of clothes.
He's wearing a lot of clothes.
There's like a hat.
Lots of undershirts on undershirt.
There's a white coat. There's a scarf that matches the hat and a necklace.
Mm-hmm.
And it really is, it looks like he's wearing a pile of clothes. It's very much Joey Tribbiani, could I be wearing any more clothes?
It was.
Like Eric. He belongs to that school of style.
Yeah.
Wearing lots and lots of clothes and layers.
For protection, I guess.
Yes.
I don't know.
And Robert says, how are you? And she's like, well, Daddy, I'm dating a prisoner. And he's like, well, you shouldn't do that. I don't want you dating a cop. That's when she says the immortal line, but Daddy, you're a convict.
You're a convict. And he kind of gives his opinion, but it's not shady the way she brings it up. But she's like, yeah, I know you're my dad, but you were gone for 18 years of my childhood. And he kind of doesn't know what to say to that.
Yeah.
He did say a good line, though. He said, you know, they sell a lot of dreams. When you date someone in prison, they sell a lot of dreams, and I don't want you to get caught up in the dreams they're selling.
Ooh.
Boy.
Very prophetic words from Daddy.
Been there.
Selling dreams.
Yeah.
Future faking.
Future faking. I love it.
Favorite term.
Don't get me started. That was the word of 2023. Well, more 2022.
Oh, God. I've been watching this thing on, and I think you need to watch it, it's called Betrayal on Hulu.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about this woman who married this guy, high school sweetheart. And he's hot. Of course he is. Super charming.
They
find each other after he's divorced. She's never married. She's a producer.
They were high school sweethearts.
Yes.
Oh, it was like Aunt Peggy and her third husband,
yes.
Scott.
Yes. And so they get together and they find out this woman he starts like it's perfect life. And then all of a sudden they just show up at. They have like a wine bar in this Georgia town, and all of a sudden there's like she walks in and he's like sitting on the couch and looking up things saying, you're being arrested for sexual assault, and they say student, and the door's been broken in, and so he goes to jail. She starts going through his email, and it's like seeing all these women. He dated like six or seven women throughout their marriage.
Oh wow.
And it may be a student. And and she actually went to what was called a betrayal therapist. And when she was cheated on, she's like,
what?
Cheated on.
Thank you.
What was interesting to me is she's like, you start going through all of your conversations with them, and you start making these lists to compile, saying, what did I miss?
Yeah.
What did I miss?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that what your experience?
Everybody, that's what you do. Yeah, you re-question everything.
But it was, and she was like, I went through every single text message. What could I have not known? She cataloged these women.
I didn't do that, per se.
But she cataloged these women in charts.
Yeah, I kind of let things go a little bit more than that.
But I completely understand it. You're thinking, what could I have missed?
The worst part is not that you don't trust other people. You don't trust yourself.
Right. That's what. Yeah. That's what kind of
so
what
she's
she was.
I was doing that.
Where was I? What was?
I don't know. I would recommend maybe just a therapist instead of spending your life cataloging exes.
Well, she went to betrayal therapy.
That's hot.
It's a pretty compelling 3-part documentary.
No, I'd watch it.
I think you'd like it, actually. The woman's very relatable.
All right, then.
Andy.
I think we're almost done. Yeah, I think we're done
Andy
with them.
Andy and Brittany. Brittany with two T's.
Brittany.
Let's just call her 2T Brit.
2T Brit. I love it. Andy's 44. He's a former police officer. And Brittany with two T's is 36.
Drug possession.
They live in a town called
Tifton.
Tifton County.
Oh.
I had to look this up and I paused it. The town's called Enigma. Enigma. Who the fuck names a town Enigma?
That's a good question.
That's like it's naming your child Anon.
It's a riddle that may never be solved.
But
y'all, he's got a hankering for a donut because why not? Because he's a former cop.
I just want to say this. Andy is the same age as us.
We look good.
We look good.
I will say, men don't take care of themselves in the South. And women sometimes wear so much makeup that they do age themselves.
He looks 10 years older than us.
Agree.
At least.
He's having donuts with his cop friend, JR.
JR.
And basically, JR is down on the love with Brittany. They met on a very similar pen pal prison site that I'm going to get you to join. And
I will if they sponsor our show.
They're not going to.
That's what they should do. Sponsor and then I could go through my journey and add Instagram and they could pay me. That's how you do it.
I'm not interested in that.
I'd give you 5%.
Okay. I'm done. I'm in. So then they just start doing a background check, which is kind of amazing that they can just pop it up.
Andy hasn't done any of this.
It is dumb.
And JR's like, you used to be a fucking cop. Like, you should pull this up.
Turns out, Brit, 2T Brit, had 25 cohabitants.
Y'all, because Andy's already given her like $6,000.
Yeah.
25 cohabitants.
Which is not a lot, I don't think, Lalu standards.
The money?
Yeah.
That's not a lot. 25 cohabitants.
That's a lot of people
when
to live with.
She's 36 years old.
Yeah.
That means
Of record.
Some of them out of the country.
Out of the state.
I thought he said one was in Mexico.
Maybe.
Maybe I missed that.
Oh. He was like Denver and all different types of places.
Now, Brittany said, you know, she said, we talked to her that she had drug possession, but Brittany also, her word, she said, I'm an addict. And she said, so she, Brittany is already kind of painting the picture that I was a different person.
Right.
Before I'm a different
Which
person.
Which could
now.
Be true.
Which could 100% be true.
This girl looks like someone I went to high school with.
She does.
I can just see that. Yeah. Her smile. She was a little too chubby to be on the cheerleading team at the time, but she had a lot of school spirit.
Yeah. And she got Andy. Yep. A lot of school spirit.
Yeah.
Didn't play any sports though.
No, more of a booster. She helped. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. She always stayed late to work on prom. Didn't have a date.
Wow.
But Andy, she got Andy at the right time because he got divorced from his wife and y'all, this is in the South. Shit must have gone really awry with his wife for Andy to get custody of
his
children.
Well, she was an addict.
Yeah. So so JR is kind of like, are you just jumping into where you left off?
And the answer to that is yes. Then later on in the featurette, as I want to say, he's talking to Barry, his son. I don't know a lot of 17-year-olds named Barry.
I have never met a 17-year-old
named 2023.
Barry. Is Barry a nickname for?
I don't know.
Speaking of, Barry Manilow, but what's his name just died? The one who
Tony Bennett?
Yeah, Tony Bennett died.
It is sad.
It is. He's 98 years old. Good for him. What a wonderful life.
I was mourning Jane Birkin, and you said, "Who the fuck is that?"
Don't know who that is.
I guess because Tony Bennett is a lot more famous. He gets a whole parade.
Rest in peace, Blue Eyes.
And that's Frank Sinatra.
Rest in peace.
Tony Bennett go, oh, thanks for that, you old piece of shit. I'm just going to sing, I Left My Heart in San Francisco. High on a hill, I'm not Blue Eyes. That's not a bad Tony Bennett.
Not terrible.
I didn't know I could do that.
Not terrible. You got to do it.
Rest in power, Tony Bennett.
Rest in song.
Remember when he was interviewed by saying, because he had Alzheimer's. He's like,
yeah, I told you about heart. That.
Okay.
No, Jesus. I remember I talked about it. No, this is what you do. I'll tell you something, and then you'll say, remember da-da-da?
Not familiar.
We talked all about it, and Lady Gaga couldn't remember Lady Gaga.
And then she gave him the words.
And then he saw her on the stage, and he said, Lady Gaga.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
I told you all about it.
Lady Gaga.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
It's a shame he's dead.
Well, maybe you could carry it on. Maybe you could sing with Lady Gaga. Oh, my God. You could
high
sing
on a hill.
And you could do with Lady Gaga, and she could do her, you could be the Joker, and she could be Joker's wife. I'm blanking on her name right now.
Harley Quinn.
She could be Harley Quinn. You could resurrect your Joker
We need to move
lips.
On. I'm a little worried. Second Britney, one T Brit.
I think that's it. Yeah.
Basically says that wants to tell the sun that I violate the laws of attraction.
Sun's 17. It feels a little gross.
I think you should be doing
that's
this
kind
with
of
your
shit
son.
My dad would say well, around us.
I can honestly say though, also this is. It seems like the kids have had that the dad had to kind of reluctantly be this super present father because the mom wasn't around.
Yeah,
so, I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, all fathers should be super present, but it didn't seem like in the South that's usually not the rule.
No.
Unfortunately. Brittany with one T, who is a server, and Kirok, who is 23.
Robbery.
He's 20. No, Kirok is 25.
Oh,
I wrote 25.
Couldn't read my writing.
Brittany is 22. So we got a young, y'all. This is going to burn out quickly.
What's interesting here is these are two people who met when they were incarcerated. And I was kind of like, how's that possible? Huh.
Well,
we're going to find out. This is Richmond, Virginia.
Richmond, Virginia. Brittany's in hair school.
Good for her.
She and her hair and her makeup do look really good.
She was in max security prison.
She was. She said she's max.
18.
Well, armed robbery. Basically, she said she helped plan the robbery.
I set up a robbery.
That, listen, I know you would
I'd
think.
Set up a robbery.
I know you think if you set it up, but you don't do the robbery, you're not getting in trouble.
I think
you
that's
would
unfair.
Still go to jail.
I'm
going to
say that. I think that's unfair. If I'm just coming up with the plans, that's just me exercising my creative license. That I didn't do anything. I didn't go through with it. I just planned it. It's like if I, let's say I was...
Don't admit to anything.
Let's say in another life,
uh-huh.
I came up with a plan for John Wilkes Booth to assassinate Abraham Lincoln. I still wouldn't be guilty.
All right.
And you know what? My plan worked.
At least it wasn't JFK. It's still too soon.
Unfortunately, he went to that farmhouse and that barn and barricaded himself inside. And that's what I did not say in the plan.
Yeah.
I did write down Ford's Theater, though.
Allegedly.
A former life.
In a former life.
Yeah. JWB, you were a good one.
Wow.
I'm going to move on.
What podcast are you going to get? Wow. Okay.
Johnny Booth.
Even
he believed all the things he said.
Someone just bought the $8 tier, and then you told that story, and they went cancel.
You know what? I'm going to retract that because he was also a white supremacist. that term wasn't available at that time. He was an advocate of the South and slavery.
Yay! Cheering everybody up. Okay, so
how do we get talking about John Wilkes Booth?
Brittany talks about how she feels like she lost her youth. Ute because she was incarcerated. But she said she would not have progressed if it was not for Key Rock.
Key Rock, yes. Encouraging her.
Encouraging her, yes.
And what we find out, that Key Rock basically says, I saw her when she was going to medical, and I said, you look beautiful. And she's like, I heard that before. And we find out, oh, he's trans.
He's a trans man.
As she says,
by the way,
born a female, transitioned to male. These are things that she said. And he said, I came out at 16. My father was extremely anti-gay, and so I had to get out of there. And basically, now he's on hormones, and he feels a lot better about the way he looks. And they were intimate quite a bit because it is, I believe it's this Virginia state law for trans men to be...
They met, probably they were incarcerated in the same year.
I love it how you're having that realization.
Well, I just got that.
But everybody else got it.
Well, yes. Yeah, so yes, he has to be incarcerated with
you,
women.
You just had it.
I went, oh, that's...
No, she actually said that.
Because you said earlier you didn't know how they met.
I was setting it up.
Oh, well, I thought you just didn't know.
Anyway.
Anyway.
So he gave her a ring.
Key Rock used to have all these sugar mamas. So sugar mom,
I don't care as long as he's giving me money.
She's like, I don't care if he has sugar mamas now. He's giving her money. Key Rock is invested in money.
This is going to be messy.
This is going to flame out quickly.
I think that's all I have. This was like a quick introduction to five of our cast members.
We still have
five
more,
couples.
Right? Don't we have another
one? I think one more. The girl who was in Shakespearean garb.
Yes. Yes.
I can't wait for her.
I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a fun season. I think we're going to have some good quotable moments. I'm excited. And y'all, this is your Friday show. We're back on a Friday. What are you doing this weekend?
You know, I don't... You know who I'm seeing? Tori Amos tonight.
You are?
Yes.
Oh, where?
Greek Theater.
Oh, God, you're going to cry.
Very excited. I've already been looking up what set list she's been playing. And so far, I'm very happy with them.
Did you...
Tory fans already have their set lists ready to go.
Have you told the person you're going with to be prepared?
I think they know. Ah! Is that me or you?
That's your phone.
It is me because I turned my phone on.
I don't care. I don't freak out about noises from phone because people have lives. You don't have to explain or...
No, you freak out.
I accept any noises your phone makes. It's okay.
Well, I don't accept them from yours. Is that what you want me to say?
I guess so. So you're going to see Tori. That's good. I'm going to see Barbie tonight. I'm excited for that. Right, y'all, Ryan Gosling's in the 90 Day Fiancé. How do we get him on the show?
I don't know if I could be able to handle it. I think I'd be like, I start to say something and I'm like, Ryan Gosling is here. Oh my God.
I'm excited. I get to have a drink. I can drink now after my surgery. So I'm going to have a drink.
Why couldn't you drink?
I mean, like with the taking out of the glands and all that. So maybe I'll FaceTime you later.
Why? So your glands, so...
You can't have alcohol after, like, facial surgery. Not for 3 weeks.
Wow.
So, yeah.
How does Darcy...
That's where Poodle just went, I'm out.
How did Darcy and Stacy do it?
Well, they probably still... They go to those places where they serve them champagne.
Also, how is your sty still angry?
It's better. It popped last night.
We need to go, because that was disgusting.
Y'all, have a good...
Did you put a tea bag on it?
Yeah, I did.
Did it help?
I didn't. I put the hot rag on it. I was going to do the tea
bag.
Why
won't you do? Why won't you do what I'm asking you to do? God.
All right, y'all. Have a good weekend. Live it up tonight. Go get your...
go see Barbie.
Go see Barbie. You know what I have in my head? That TikTok song.
Go see Tori.
The go party. Hey, give me one margarita. I'm going to open my leg. Give me two margarita. Going to give you some head.
Is that a TikTok song?
It is a TikTok. Give me three margarita. Going to put it in my bus.
I just thought that was a song that was just around too. No, it was popular on TikTok.
She started on TikTok, and then now it became so popular. Now she has actual music video. It's really funny. It's a her face is beat, and it's just like some shitty lyrics, but it's just that same
give
chorus.
Give me one margarita.
Give me five margarita. Five margarita.
I think after five margaritas, I'll be passed out on the couch. That's the way to end that.
And on that, y'all, we will.
Give me six margaritas. I'll have alcohol poisoning.
Give me six margaritas. It's going to be seven margaritas. Going to throw up on your mom.
Y'all,
that's the episode. We'll see you next time. Until then, we will what, Poodle?
Lurr, you later.
Lock me up.